personally so excited to have at our studio famous director all the way from Greece, Christopher Papakaliatis. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
This has very special meaning to me as well. Worlds Apart,
yes,
is your film.
Yep.
Rave reviews. It set a box office record, I believe, in Greece.
Yes.
A few years back.
Yes, it was.
One of the most popular shows, and we are finally getting to see it in American theaters.
Yes.
Tell me about Worlds Apart.
Worlds Apart. Worlds Apart is about love. It's a movie about love, a love story. Actually, it's three love stories. What I wanted to write was a love story in a very different way, in a very story about love in a very cruel and harsh environment. So, and because in every love story there are obstacles, I decided that in this movie, the obstacle would be the social and political crisis Greece is going through.
Right.
And actually most of Europe right now. So in other words, it's about love versus politics.
And we're going through a little crisis here in America right now as well.
Yes.
I'm sure probably some of the themes can translate a little bit to what America's kind of feeling and going through right now. The emotions.
The movie's trying to focus on the good aspects of life. It's about foreigners visiting Greece and falling in love with Greeks and the country as well.
Yeah.
And the backdrop of the whole thing is the social crisis and everything that's happening in Europe right now.
You
because
and I might,
things are difficult. Things are changing.
Absolutely. I was in Greece last September.
Yeah.
And I really noticed it this time around with the prices. Now I noticed it more.
Yeah.
You know, the crisis that Greece is facing.
You see, we might have this harsh and cruel economic crisis right now in Greece.
Yeah.
But even now, Greece still remains one of the most safest places you can visit. The safest places in the world right
it
now.
Is.
It
yeah.
is. And yes, things are very, very difficult. But not only in Greece.
Yeah.
In all South
Southeastern Europe.
Exactly.
Yep.
Southeastern
Absolutely.
Europe. Absolutely. Yeah.
This Worlds Apart you had, for me, this sounds unbelievable. It was a 42-day shoot.
Yeah.
Which doesn't sound long at all. That's just a month and a half.
Yeah. It was long. It was long, believe me.
How did you do it? How did you do a production like this? It set box office records in 42 days, quickly and on budget.
The thing is that we have organized three stories, and all the actors that visit Greece, J.K. Simmons from the U.S., Andrea Osvat from Hungary, and Taufik Barhom from Israel, they all came and, you know, we were quite organized.
Yeah.
I was very, very lucky because I had a great production team.
Yeah.
And we shot the whole thing.
J.K. Simmons, Academy Award winner last year for Whiplash.
Mm-hmm.
Big time actor. Super down to earth guy. Is
yes,
he not?
Yes.
Hard worker.
Yes.
On your set as well?
He was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, at the beginning I was terrified because you know he's J.K. Simmons.
Right.
But as soon as I met him, I realized that he is an amazing person. He's intelligent, he's talented, and he's so much easygoing.
Yeah.
he's great. I mean, I really owe him.
This is your movie, your baby.
Yes, it is.
As a director,
yep.
Do you let your actors do their thing, or are you more, as a director, are you more, no, I want it, this has to be my way? How are you as a director?
No, because I'm an actor as well. I always know how to treat actors. I always know how to make them feel comfortable. So, as a director, I'm always open to talk, to suggestions, to everything.
Right. I've heard that, too. Actors who become directors,
yeah.
Jodie Foster,
yeah.
Robert Redford, they say, you know what, actors, when you perfect the craft, you know what needs to be done, let them go.
Exactly.
And is that your philosophy, too?
Yes, that's my philosophy.
Let them go.
And the most important thing is for you to know exactly what you want.
Of course,
as a director,
right.
As soon as you know what you want, then the actors feel secure.
Tell me about when you were growing up. Did you always know you wanted to be a movie star or a director?
I always knew that I wanted to be an actor when I was young, since I was 3 years old, 4 years old.
Yeah.
I remember myself. I grew up in Greece.
Yeah.
My father's Greek from Crete.
Mm-hmm.
My mother's Greek, but she was brought up in South Africa.
Oh, very nice.
Yes, and she met my father in England, and then they came to Greece. So I was brought up in Greece. But I always knew what I wanted to do, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
When I first saw you, of course, we said hello in Greek. Yes. And we started talking. The camaraderie among Greeks, I feel, is just so strong. Do you feel that, too, when you come to America?
Yes, always, yeah. always. And, I mean, the movie opened 2 weeks ago in New York, and the Greek community was so much supporting on the first opening weekend, which is always the most important one. And they brought all the American friends, and they are very, very supportive. Very.
And you're opening in Chicago tonight?
I'm opening in Chicago tonight. The movie has opened in Los Angeles as well.
Okay.
Now it's on its third week in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight we're opening in AMC Theaters.
Yes.
River East 21. I'm going to do a Q&A after the screening.
Oh, that's perfect.
After the 7:30 screening.
Do you enjoy doing that? Do you enjoy talking with
yes.
movie fans?
Well, in this movie, I've done it so much.
You know what they're going to ask.
Yes. So I've done it in New York, in Los Angeles, now in Chicago. I did it in Europe as well.
Yeah.
In Switzerland, in Austria. And I've done many, many Q&As in Greece as well. The only different thing is that when you do it in English.
Right,
you
right.
see, it's exactly. not if you know the language, it's how you think.
Right. Although you have, like you said, though, too, people from the Greek community hear about these and know about these, and we all want to support each other.
Yeah,
my mom
yeah.
has a group of her little friends. I say little, they're seniors, but they're very funny. But
yeah.
Growing up, was there that strong sense of community as
of
well?
Course.
Is that what kind of was your
yeah.
motivation?
Exactly,
too?
Exactly. Yeah.
You
yeah.
have good support staff.
Okay.
Tell me about your family.
My family.
Yeah.
Oh, my family. I miss my family right now. They're back in Greece. Mm-hmm. Half of my family is in Greece, and the other half is in South Africa.
Was your family
in Cape Town? Actually,
were your family were yeah. they so excited when this happened? I mean, when they saw your movie on the screen before it even became this critical success?
Yeah, no, they're used to it because I've been working since I was 16 years old. Yeah. So I think they're very, very proud. My mother came to New York. The opening as well.
Oh,
the
did
opening.
She really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was there.
That's great.
They are very proud and they are very supportive.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have a common respect for each other.
We have a critic here, Dean Richards.
Yeah.
He's Greek as well. And
okay.
his mom, he tells the funniest story, is his mom, I think, is in her 90s now.
Yeah.
And she still goes to his events. You know,
yes.
he'll speak, he'll MC.
Yeah.
And he said she'll take the food and package it up and take it home, or take the sugar packets and put them in her. And he's saying, Mom, I can afford to buy you dinner. I can afford now to buy you
yeah.
sugar.
Yeah.
But I think it's something about, you know, our parents and our relatives and our grandparents, you know, they grew up with
yeah.
so little and really having to work. And it seems like that's where you get your work ethic. You said you've been working since you're 16.
Yes, I've been working since I was 16 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Many years now.
But your mom's not taking sugar packets.
No,
oh,
no,
okay.
no, no, no. She's not. No, she's not.
When you get to when you see them and when you get together,
yeah.
is it like time has stood still? Like you've never been away?
I think it's always the same thing with all families, yeah. all over the world. It has nothing to do with being Greek or not.
Yeah,
it's those, you know, the relationship between the brothers, between the sisters, between the mother and father, and everything. Yeah, it's always the same.
You,
I mean, when we all gather for the Christmas Eve, let's say.
Right,
yeah.
I know. A lot of talking.
Exactly.
A lot of hours saying goodbye.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Worlds Apart, yeah. You were an official selection in Zurich at the film festival.
Yes.
You won the audience award at the LA Film Festival.
Yeah.
How do you like the festivals? The smaller where the film opens up. Are those kind of neat?
It's. I think it's a way of showing your movie
yeah.
Nowadays. I'm quite nervous and very anxious every time the movie's
really?
In the festival. Yes. But
even though it's been a success, you still get a little nervous?
Yes, even now.
How come?
How come? I don't know. It's always the night of the opening. It's always, you know, it's you feel anxious because it's like you said, it's like my kid, like my baby.
It's your baby.
Yeah. So
yeah.
it's like, you know, giving it away, which is nice.
It is very nice. What do you want your audiences to take away from your movie? What do you want them going home and talking about and saying?
Basically, what I want is to be moved and to feel, to understand and to think about what's happening around the world right now. And that most of the times things are not exactly like we thought they were. That's the most important thing. I know it's cliche, but something that it's timeless and something that it's unique. I mean, when you leave a movie, you think about it, about what you saw. I think this is the most important thing.
It's powerful too.
Yeah.
So if they take what they see in your movie and live it.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
Like Zoe, like life.
Exactly.
Like living.
Yeah.
Best of luck to you. I know it's a huge success already.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.